On the protests, let's go now to Los Angeles, where police have arrested more than 2,500 people since the demonstrations began last week. After clashes with police in previous days, protests last night were relatively peaceful. And Robert Harris joins us via Skype. He's director of the Los Angeles Police Protective League, which represents officers in the LAPD. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Robert, I want to first start by asking you about a comment from the LA police chief. In talking about looters and violent protesters, Chief Michael Moore said, George Floyd's death is, quote, on their hands as much as it is those officers. He has since apologized for those statements. But when people hear the head of the police of a major city casually put looting on the same level as a police officer pressing his knee on a man's neck, what does this say about how the LAPD officers view the people they're in charge of protecting?
I think it demonstrates that our chief has been burning the candle at both ends. Clearly, that is not what our chief meant to communicate. He's been doing nonstop interviews. He has exercised some of the best leadership I've seen of a chief in Los Angeles. He's been on the ground. He's been having dialogue. So look, I think we should cut the chief a little bit of grace in the fact that he's tired. And so he made a mistake. He made a misquote. Even the mayor of Los Angeles has recognized that. And I think instead of judging him on some words that he didn't communicate as effectively as he wanted to, I think we should judge him on his actions.
Well, on that topic of grace, I understand what you're saying about the police chief's words. But going out on the street, LA protesters have described police actually escalating violence. And we're actually seeing those images. Police officers spraying tear gas directly into people's eyes who are standing peacefully or laying on the ground, shooting rubber bullets into crowds. We're not just talking about a handful of police officers, and I'm talking about nationwide now. People are out there protesting because of a growing sentiment that this is bigger than a few bad officers. It's the system. What is your response to that?
I think anytime that we speak in broad generalities, I think we do a disservice to the solutions that we are trying to come to. Appropriately, the media has done a good job differentiating peaceful protesters from the looters, the vandals, and the criminals. I also think that we should be differentiating the men and women who wear law enforcement uniforms from those individuals who act outside the lines of what our profession demands or what the public expects. What's getting lost right now is the fact that nearly everybody has come to the agreement that what we saw in Minneapolis was an injustice. You've seen police leadership come out and condemn those actions. So when we talk about how law enforcement responds to the protests themselves, when those protests are conducted in a peaceful manner, like last night here in Los Angeles, you see that there are no incidences where the law enforcement needs to step in and take control of the situation. Unfortunately, there is an element that is either opportunistic or is organized in their anarchy, and they create chaos. And once they begin to create that chaos and hurl rocks and bottles at our officers and cinder blocks, then it's up to our officers to try and take control of one of the most chaotic environments that you can put a police officer in.
Almost three decades ago, police clashed with protesters in your city during the Rodney King riots. You were not a police officer at the time. What are the lessons learned in how officers now approach policing in this moment we're in?
That's a great question. The LAPD, we are at the forefront and have been now for decades as a result of looking at mistakes made back then and how can we relate to our communities better. We've seen civilian oversight, better transparency when it comes to reporting things like end-of-year use of force statistics to the community. We have had better discipline measures put in place. So a lot has changed since 1992. And when everybody is in this emotional state, it's hard to have conversations about how far have we really moved from then to now. And if the shared goal is to move further, then we can do that, but we can't do that until some of these emotions start to become tempered with some reason and some respect and some understanding, because that's when the discussion happens and that's when the problem solving happens.
Robert Harris is director of the Los Angeles Police Protective League and also a police officer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.